Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Am I the only one who is constantly drowning in distraction? Maybe it's a personality type, but I'm guessing as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as somebody who's just getting bombarded with information overwhelm, I'm probably not the only one. Here's what's interesting. We're going to talk about a few things today that are just fascinating. There's a CIA document that was written in 1944 on how to distract your enemies, which I'm going to dig into this in a few minutes. But there's a scripture that I love in 2 Timothy 3:7, and it says, "Don't be like those that are always learning, but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth." And I've just been thinking lately, you know, obviously I've been on a journey of learning my entire life, and I'm a big fan of coaches, consultants, you know, everything that I need is on the other side of a human, and I will always have a mentor. I'll probably always be part of a mastermind. One of the things that I never want to do is fall into that trap that Timothy is talking about, always learning, but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. And in this day and age with information overwhelm, you know, Slack channels, Teams, email, communication, phones left and right, we are in the information and technology age, and it's probably easier now than ever to get distracted. So one of the things that I really wanted to dig into is this CIA document, and it's actually a manual that was written in 1944. It's called the Simple Sabotage Field Manual. And this pamphlet was declassified in 2008, but here's the general instructions. And in this document, it actually says general interference with organizations and productions. Number one, insist on doing everything through channels. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. Think about all the channels that we have in our businesses and worlds, communication channels, different apps, software. I saw a study a while back that the average worker in the United States of America spends 35 to 45% of their time in technology, not actually doing the work that needs to be done. And as an entrepreneur, you know, the distractions and the shiny object syndrome, and, you know, I could be this and I could be that. One of my favorite books that I've got my hands on recently, was actually like a year ago, Dan Martell's Buy Back Your Time. And I've been binging his content because it's just so good at the end of the day. And this is why goal setting is so important, by the way. But even with goal setting, our goals list ends up being like, you know, pages long. And that's just not the right way to be handling this stuff because, you know, if our outcomes and objectives are not really clear, then you're going to just get further distraction. You're going to be chasing too many goals at any given time. This is one of the reasons why I love traction tools and EOS software because it really narrows it down to like three rocks. EOS says we need to have 3 to 5 rocks in our quarterly goals. And even that, when you're sitting in a, you know, a planning session, it's really hard for people to get their rocks narrowed down to three things because we have this idea of time in our brain that, you know, time is finite, which it is. But the reality is if we, you know, if we look forward at the quarter, we're like, man, we got all this stuff going on and we've got lists everywhere. And, you know, my Asana tasks are, you know, there's 900 Asana tasks on there and there's no way that I can just focus on three things in a quarter. But the reality is if you can get three major things that are going to move your business, that are going to move your investing career, that are going to move your personal life, move your relationships, if you can just get three of those like truly knocked out in a quarter, we're going to be much better off than focusing on, you know, 100 or 1,000 different goals that are like these arbitrary things that are just really not going to move the needle. The second one is make speeches. Talk as frequently as possible and at great length. Illustrate your points by long anecdotes and accounts of personal experiences. When possible, refer all matters to committees. Number four, bring up the relevant issues as frequently as possible. Number five, haggle over precise wordings and communications, minutes, resolutions. Refer back to matters decided upon at the last meeting and attempt to reopen them. This is all like politicking and politics and ego. advocate caution, be reasonable, and urge your fellow conferees to be reasonable and avoid. This is the CIA manual on literally sabotaging efficiency in our enemies' countries. This is insanity. Raise the question of whether such action is contemplated, lies within the jurisdiction of the group, or whether it might conflict with the policy of some higher echelon. This thing just keeps going on and on and on. It's hold conferences where there's, you know, non-critical work to be done. This is just crazy because I'm not going to keep going through this, but you should really go look at this field sabotage manual because it's eerily similar to our work environments today. And by the way, there's so many amazing things about being in the information age and the technology age. I don't disagree with that at all, but you should just go take a glance at this. And the point that I really wanted to make in today's podcast is, you know, I've been going through this personally, you know, over the last few years. This probably started actually 4 years ago. The idea of building a personal brand, which I'm a huge advocate of. And I think in the information age, marketing has completely changed and we need to have reach and we need to have credibility and we need to be utilizing tools, whether it's ChatGPT or Instagram or social media, to grow our business. Because if we don't figure out how to do that as business owners and create efficiencies around that, we are going to get left behind. And we never want to be that person that's, you know, living 10 years behind the curve. But at the same time, it's really easy to get distracted. And what I was getting at when I said I fell into this myself is like, you know, it's really easy to, I want to help people. Like so many people in my life have been mentors, and I owe it to, as you know, a mentor of mine actually said one time, when you get to the top of the mountain, throw down the rope. We actually owe it to the next generation to teach and mentor, because if you really look at your life and you have any level of success, there was probably, you know, people that impacted that and mentored you, free and paid mentors. And so the natural tendency is to like want to help. And so you do that. You know, I literally had time on my calendar every single week for got a minutes and can I pick your brains? And then, you know, I just realized recently that getting back to focus on the things that truly move the needle for me, so important. And we get distracted by all these other things. And one great experience of this, I was doing one-on-one coaching, which I love doing. I love helping individuals grow their business, grow their investment portfolio, really find their goals. But I woke up one day and I was prepping for a coaching call. And I thought to myself, man, if I put the same level of energy that I put into my coaching clients, which I don't take a lot of them, you know, it was like 2 to 5 at a time, depending on the season that I was in. If I put the same level of energy into my employees and the people, business partners, et cetera, that I did my coaching clients, it wouldn't make me $2,000 or $3,000 a month per client. It could literally make me $20,000 or $30,000 a month, maybe $200,000 or $300,000 a month, maybe $2 to $3 million a month, if you're mentoring and pouring into the right initiatives, things in your business, and key employees, key business partners, et cetera. So this was a huge realization for me. And even though I love pouring into my coaching clients, it just made me realize that, you know, constantly coming back to your North Star and what you're really trying to accomplish in your life is the most important thing that you can actually work on. Spending the time to get clear on your goals and your outcomes and your objectives and communicating those to the team members. One of the things that I also love about EOS is like when you do your L10 meeting, it eliminates the need for gotta minutes through the week. And so you have this 90-minute meeting where everybody's basically trained to hold all the issues list, things that can wait for a week, hold them for the meeting and go through it. But here's what I wanted to get to. At the end of every L10 meeting, there's cascading messages. So what are the things that came out of this meeting that we need to relay to the team? And so, you know, it's not only about getting clear on our goals and outcomes, but it's about communicating those goals and outcomes to our people. And when we're so distracted by committees and meetings and conferences, and like Timothy said, always learning but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. By the way, if you are a business owner, you're a couple that is looking to grow your net worth, you want to start getting into investing, and you're looking for a community of like-minded individuals, Kara and I have an epic couples trip coming up to Cabo San Lucas in May of 2024. We would love to have you join us on that. DM the word marriage on Instagram or text me the word marriage to 480-531-7519. Would love to hear from you and would also love to spend some time with you and your significant other in the amazing Cabo San Lucas. These trips are just over the top. We create a lot of amazing times where busy professionals and entrepreneurs can really just unwind and spend time with that person that they love the most and just get some time away to connect. It's really challenging to have space on your calendar and within your day to focus on your goals, meet with the people who can really move the needle for those goals, and then create cascading messages so that your team understands where we're really actually heading. I think most broken relationships, Jason Upton, a worship leader who I really love, he actually made this comment. Most broken relationships are just misunderstanding. And the thing that I'm really realizing is I look backwards through all the people that have worked for me for the years. I've probably had over 1,000 employees. I've never, you know, really qualified or quantified that. But it's been a lot. And when I look backwards and I see this, you know, I just wonder to myself, how many times did I have a great, amazing employee who I just wasn't really clear on my goals and initiatives and outcomes, and I was so distracted that I didn't create the clear vision? Because I think most people genuinely want to do a good job. They genuinely want to not only grow their own personal goals, but they want to be part of a team. They want to be part of a community. And this is one of the things that I've just really been, you know, meditating and pondering lately is, where am I so distracted by all the different things that I could be doing that I'm not doing anything great? So my question for you today is, number one, does this resonate? I would love to hear from you on Instagram. Just send me a DM about the podcast. Also, I would greatly appreciate if you went and left a 5-star review on the podcast. Share it with somebody who could, you know, really use it. This is one of the ways that I'm going to continue to give back. And as I streamline my calendar, this is one thing that I am going to pour energy into, because this is the way that I can give back without spending time doing one-on-one coaching, reach more people, throw down the rope, as we talked about earlier in the episode, but also really stay focused on my goals, outcomes, objectives, and really invest for the freedom that I'm actually looking for. The whole reason why I started this show, I've been so fortunate to have a level of success in my life, which is what we're all looking for. But it's not really about money. It's not really about ego. It's not really about having the biggest brand in the world. Sure, we all want that, but why? What's it really helping you to accomplish? So, by the way, if this episode struck a chord with you and you are a successful entrepreneur, a successful professional earning a good income, basically an accredited investor, and you want to make sure that you stay focused on your goals and investing in income is part of that, you might want to consider investing passively with us in the manufactured housing space. DM the word invest on Instagram or text me the word invest to 480-531-7519. We can have a conversation and talk about how you can stay focused on what you are currently working on while also making that passive income that will help you move the needle on your goals. If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.